Hello, 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 everybody. God bless you. It is Friday, May 8th, 2015. It is 3 p.m. exactly. We start on time. God is a timely God. God is an orderly God, and we are orderly. I am so stoked that you guys decided to join me today. I am so happy that you're here. I'm happy that you tuned in with me. I missed you for the past couple weeks. My show was scheduled to broadcast last week. However, I was out, so I wasn't able to do that. But I online put in the correct time when I would be back, which is today, May 8th. Aren't you guys so awesome? I am so happy that you're here, and I just want to say a prayer before we start our show, because yes, God is awesome and He created awesome you. So let's start with a prayer, and then we're going to listen to a fabulous song called Already Won. Father God, I just want to thank you for the listeners that are here today. I thank you that they're listening to our show. I thank you, Father, that you were the one that brought them here. We are so blessed to have them here. Please open their hearts and their minds to hear the word of the Lord. Please have their hearts and ears open to hear your voice. We know hearing your voice is so important. And so please open their hearts and mind to hear your voice. We adore you. We glorify you. We were created to glorify you, Father. We're created to give you praise. We're created to please you. Father, let this be a blessing to you. Let this be honey to your ears. Let this make you smile. In Jesus' name, thank you for the assistance of the Holy Ghost, who is ever present with us, teaching us right from wrong, leading us and guiding us. We love you, Father, and let this show be a blessing to all that hear, and to most of all, glorify and please you. In Jesus' name, here we go, guys.
Rejoicing rain.
was a really cool song, wasn't it? Let's give him praise. It's good to hear once in a while some very uplifting music. And that was just giving God praise. There's a party. I mean, not all the non-Christians have parties, right? Christians can have parties as long as it's pleasing and godly to the Lord. And so we can have fun. Christians are allowed to have fun. It's in our very DNA. And that's a quote from me, not a quote from the Bible. But God believes in having fun. He believes in enjoying oneself. And we can have fun in the Lord. It's not hard because you have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the author of joy. True joy, not what the world gives. Not if I get married, I will be happy. Or if I buy a boat, a yacht rather, and I'll be happy. Or if I buy a brand new pair of shoes. Happiness doesn't come in the things that you possess, because the things that you possess are only temporary. Happiness are in the things that are things that cannot be seen. Happiness are in the things that are eternal, and that is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. So the last time we left off was in verse 14 of John chapter 4. John chapter 4 consists of 54 verses, and we're just going to go through that as the Holy Spirit leads us. Now, you might say, Aaliyah, you know, why are you reading the Bible? There must be more important things that we can talk about, like world hunger or the children or the girls that were abducted. And there must be other things, like abortion. Let's talk about something like that. Do you know that the church does not have to be relevant to the world in order to draw the world? You say, Aaliyah, what do you mean by that, relevant? What is relevant? What I'm saying is we don't have to act like the world in order to draw the world into us. The Bible says, Jesus said out of his own beautiful mouth that I will draw all men to me. And so whether some people like it or not, whether the world says that, for example, that transsexualism, men who want to become women, or it's very rare, but women who want to become men, you know, that is the world, that is what the world wants us to embrace. Sin is sin is sin. God will not change to become less than God in order to embrace that form of lifestyle, because it's sin. And so the world should not change to embrace sin, but not to destroy someone's character or to remove them from church, but not to condescend to a lower level or water down the power of the Word of God, because ultimately you want to show that person through the Word of God that that's not the best life for them. And also the world doesn't, and I apologize while I'm going on this, but it must be for someone who needs to hear it. No one talks about the dark secrets, the darkness, the suicide that follows transsexualism. No one wants to talk about that. They want to hear about the glory that, oh, I was always a woman, but I was born a man. God doesn't make mistakes. You were born for a reason. You were born for purpose. You were born for a purpose under heaven in the name of Jesus. To find out that purpose, you're going to have to ask. You're going to have to say, Father, what is my purpose? What am I supposed to be here for? If you don't hear the Lord, keep asking. But, you know, you want to have respect unto the Lord. You want to show respect. But keep asking. Find out what you're here to do. Find out what you're supposed to be here to do in Jesus' name, and he'll tell you. Because in that, what you're really supposed to do, you'll have true peace, you'll have true happiness, you'll have true joy. And I've said it in previous broadcasts, but for people who are new to the show and just listening, or who are listening on another day or another time or hour when they can't listen at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm saying this. I had to do the same thing. I had, just like Mary, the mother of Jesus, she had to work out her own salvation. She wasn't exempt from salvation because she was chosen as the mother of God. She had to work out her own salvation. She had to come to terms that, yes, this is my son, that God used me, the Holy Ghost birthed inside of me to bring forth the Holy One of God. But I have to work out my own salvation. I have to come to the knowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he came and died for my sins and rose the third day. And the purpose, the very purpose of Jesus Christ coming to a dying world is to save humanity. He came to save humanity, not to degrade humanity like the devil likes to do, not to demean humanity, which is the devil's MO, not to steal, kill, and destroy, which is the devil's DNA, but he came to give life, and that life is more abundant. And so you have people who is in their nature to exploit. And so they would exploit the very Son of God, but to their own detriment. And to exploit what? To get a bigger house, to get a bigger car. Those things are fleeting. Those things are temporary. I have not once seen a Rolls Royce buried in someone's grave. I have not once, well, you know, it probably happened, but it's not with them. I have not once seen a person die with the clothes on their back or with the chains on their neck and they're taking that into hell or into heaven. Those things are pavement to the Lord. Those are things that he walks on. Not that they're not valuable, because God gives us all things to enjoy richly. I am a testament. I am a testament is a covenant. I am a testimony. I am an example of God giving richly all things to enjoy. I have richly all things to enjoy. But I too have to work out my own salvation. I too have to ask, Father, what is it that you want me to do? And it took me about a week for me to hear, because I just, you know, in respect and love, when you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have to ask the Lord, how do I respect you? That you're going to know how to respect the Lord. You're going to know how to talk to him if you truly want a relationship with him. Now, if someone only wants his hand or only wants what they can give him, see, God knows that those things are not going to work. And so a lot of people pray and say, Father, I'm not into Christianity. Prayer doesn't work, because they prayed for their own lust. The Bible clearly states that you have not what you receive because you pray according to your own lust. Prayer is not going to work, because God knows that very thing, the bigger car, the bigger house, the expensive shoes, the expensive Arabian rug, those things will destroy you. So why? It's against his nature to destroy his creation. Why will he give you something that would destroy you? However, if you do things the way God says, and this is God's way of doing things, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. So you say, well, I mean, I could read English, Aaliyah, but what does that really mean? What does it mean if you have a child or a niece or a nephew? I don't have any children myself, but I have nieces and nephews that I love dearly, and I have other children that are not of me, but whom I consider sons and daughters. And I'm not old, but I just love children. And you have something that you want to give them, but there are criteria that they have to abide by. There are things in your house that they have to do to get what you want them to have, because you're not asking them to do something in order because you want to be have rule over them. Naturally, you have the rule over them as being their parents or their guardian, but you want them to learn something. You want them to walk this path to learn something. As a good parent, You're going to say, child, you can receive this, but you have to do this, because this way you will learn how to manage money. This way you will learn that possessions don't have you. You have possessions. So it is like the kingdom of God. The Father God has rules. He has rules, and there's certain spiritual laws that are similar to the natural laws that we have on earth. Seeking God, seeking his kingdom, teaches us his laws. It teaches us his spiritual laws. If we don't know those spiritual laws, you would be hard-pressed to receive what you ask, even though God does in his mercy give them to you. But if there's something specific that you want and you don't know how to operate in those spiritual laws, you may not receive your prayers answered. And it's not hard. It's not hard. It's in the Bible. Now, if you're doing something, living with a person that you're not married with, committing fornication, things that God said you're not supposed to do, your prayers will be blocked because it's sin. That there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Now, you see people in the world, oh, I see, Aaliyah, this person in the world, they're successful, they're happy. I have news for you. Yes, they're successful and happy. Have you ever talked to those people? Have you ever interviewed those people? I have talked to them. I have known them. And let me tell you, there's no real peace. They're seeking the peace. They're seeking a facade about others so people could see, oh, I'm happy. But that's only a mask. They buy things and more things and more things to have the accolades of people, but there's no real peace. Real peace comes from the inside. Peace from the inside. Real peace comes from the inside. And then it comes out. Okay. So now someone might be saying, okay, Aaliyah, thank you for that, but can we continue in John chapter 4, please? I am getting there. Thank you so much. And thank you. Before I start my radio show, I go and I pray because I only do this because it's my, not I only do this, God forgive me. I do this because it is my assignment. I enjoy it. I look forward to it. And it is my assignment. If one person is hearing, or 50 people are hearing, or 100 people are hearing, it is my assignment. And this is the first step towards a bigger assignment that God has for me. So I thank you for bearing with me. I thank you for being on the phone and listening. I so appreciate you very much. If you have any suggestions, or if you want a song that you like to play, I'm more than happy to oblige your request. You can email me at Aaliyah@personalhearts.org. That's A-L-E-A at personalhearts, P-R-S-O-N-A-L-H-E-A-R-T-S.org. And I'll be happy to respond to your requests. Now, we're going to continue in John chapter 4, verse 14, where we left off last time. And this is Jesus talking. And he's talking to the woman, the Samaritan woman, who was drawing water. And Jesus asked her, woman, you know, could you give me to drink? And Jesus is having a conversation with this Samaritan woman, picking up in verse 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him, which he's talking about the Holy Spirit, the Comforter that he promised to come when he leaves. The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou hast now hast is not thy husband. And thou saidst thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where man ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. Amen. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? That is the Christ. He is the Christ. And upon reading, finishing 4, John chapter 4, verse 29, I realized that we actually left off and completed the book of John chapter 4. And we were actually supposed to be starting in John chapter 5. My apologies. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for putting that in my remembrance. So the next time that I join you, it will be May the 15th. Actually, it'll be May the 22nd because I meet with you every other Friday. May 22nd, every other Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I so look forward to being with you. I thank you to the people that listen. I thank you for the people that listen to the podcast when the show is over. And I appreciate you so much. We're going to start on May 22nd at 3 p.m. with John chapter 5. And we're going to begin there, a new chapter. If you like, you could read John chapter 5 to familiarize yourself with it. I've read it myself many, many times. But this is where God has led me to read. And I look forward to sharing that chapter with you. We're going to read a little further, and then we're going to have a song, and we're going to end the broadcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed reading it to you, and we're going to continue finishing a little bit more in John chapter 4, and next time in John chapter 5, starting in verse 30. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. And here it is. This is when Jesus describes the will of the Father. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Have any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto him, My meat, which is also my meat, is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Let's end with prayer. I just want to thank you for touching the hearts of everyone that listened today. Thank you for touching their hearts to hear, and not only to hear and to receive, but not only to receive, but to do. And doing is the real power. I thank you, Father, that if anyone has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into their heart and believed in their heart that you raised him from the dead, I pray they will accept Jesus right now, because Jesus Christ is the only Son of the living God. God bless you guys. I love you. Thanks for being with me. Remember, again, May 22nd. I look forward to chatting with you. Talk soon. Have a great week.
Let me be a part of the heart.